made me wanna toot my ass. I know you wanna throw a bad ass, so get this ass from the back. I love that ass. Hey, you guys, Andrew Styles here, coming to you live. So last night, me and the bestie, Crazy K, who you just got a glimpse of, which you can hear on all major platforms, we did an amazing live podcast last night. You can check it out on my Instagram, darlingjosephine_. And so I was not able to record the entirety of it. Unfortunately, I'm new to this. I'm still learning. However, I do have a glimpse for you guys here. And again, you can go to my Instagram and check it out. So without further ado, I'm going to give you guys a glimpse.
I'm Crazy K, y'all. I don't know if you guys know me, but you will get to know me. So, I'm a rap artist, an unsigned rap artist. Not only do I, you know, do music, so hit me up. My Instagram is crazy with the K underscore K32. hit me up on Facebook at Crystal featuring Crazy K, and I'm also on motherfucking SoundCloud, man. I'm coming for y'all ass. But we finna pop our shit and talk some real shit.
Yes. So, as you guys know, I started this podcast to do my poems. So, eventually I will get to one of those. But also, I just felt like I wanted to go ahead and discuss these topics tonight because they've been wearing kind of heavy on me. And I want to let you guys get an up-close personal interaction with me. And so, I decided to bring the closest person to me, who knows me the best, who knows how everything about me, everything, how I move, whatever the case may be. So, without further ado, you got your own timer?
Oh, I'm on it.
Okay. So, the first topic we wanted to get into is entrepreneurship, which we are very much into ourselves. We are entrepreneurs. We are single mothers, and we have big dreams, big goals. And so, for the both of us, I feel like there's been some ups and some downs. Nothing too major, too bad. Everything's been amazing. But we just wanted to interact with you guys and to how we felt about this. So, you want to start this off or what? You want me to start it off?
So, what was the first?
So, basically, like, the thing with entrepreneurship is how I feel personally about it is that when you are trying to be your own boss is definitely hard, especially being a single parent. And so one of the most crucial things I've come across is the assistance, like trying to find people to trying to find people to assist you with it, even
or
if
even
it's a
support
little thing.
You.
Yeah, even support you. That is a really big factor.
That's one of my hardest things. Like, yes. I have a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to come to your show crazy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Hype me up.
Yeah.
But guess what? They never show up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And it's crazy because blood don't make you family. Like,
I feel that.
They don't. They don't make you family or anything like that. Loyalty do.
Loyalty.
None of my family ever came to my shows.
Right.
So she one motherfucker that done came to most of them. If she can't come, I understand why.
Yeah.
But she going to come.
Right.
So that's one thing, like just supporting, like really, you know, putting your belief in whatever the next person's dreams are. Mm-hmm. And we got to start doing better with that shit.
Exactly. And another thing is like with the resources, like when you meet someone who's new.
Yeah, these females ain't ish neither, so.
But we're not doing that right here.
Yeah, but
we're not doing that.
I don't want to bash the men. Like, we got folks
no,
too.
But this is the thing. This is why we're here and we're live. But what she meant to say is that it takes a compromise. That's what she's saying. She's saying that you can't come to the table with absolutely nothing and expect a man to come with everything. It doesn't work like that. If you have a man who's willing to go out here and work hard for you every single day, then at least you can do is be submissive to this man, clean, have a clean home, cook for this man, show him affection, listen to this man, and also vice versa. If you have a hardworking woman, because some women like to, you know, do that type of thing. I'm not the type of woman particularly. I do like to have my ducks in a row for me personally, but I'm willing to be submissive to a man who is a real man, who comes with everything that I desire and I actually need. And it's not so much like bullshit as far as like look, how much money you bring to the table. Can you compromise with me? It's all I'm saying. Without the bullshit, without the games, without trying to be a player, because I don't, that's not what I'm on. So I don't expect you to come to me with that as well. And I'm a very honest person. And I have this saying now, because unfortunately I feel like I have to be like this. And I will tell someone I'm in a relationship with, do you want me to be the man or do you want me to be the woman? Because I can be both. Again, independent mom here. I have to do what I have to do to make sure me as well as my son, we're okay. But I would prefer to be the feminine in the relationship and not the masculine. So, you know, I just hate that it's so divided in our community, especially with the men, because we honestly, we need you, black men. We need all men, but we need our men most importantly. Like, we need to come back together, build these communities, build these families, build these businesses, and just be great as a whole, like all of the other races, because we can do that. Right. We're like really dopest freak, for real, like the whole race itself. Unfortunately, we've been so divided because of all of the, what the word I'm looking for, from all of the slavery and stuff and everything that our ancestors went through. Like, but I feel like we can come together now and we can do the damn thing and we can be a better race for each other.
Right. We got to come together, y'all.
Yes.
Period.
So again, not bashing anyone in particular, but you know who you are. You know if you are a master manipulator. You know if you're the player type. You know if you want to play games. Just be upfront with women. If you know you just want to have sex, just let women know that. Because you'll be surprised. A lot of women just want to have sex with you guys too. Without the games. And they'll let you know that.
I don't even think that that's just as simple. It sounds simple, but they just
gonna, I tell a lot of my male friends that.
But they do what we allow them to do. I'll be honest with you.
Right. But
if you they'll try it a little bit, but if they see they can't come off on you with that, they gonna eventually leave. Unwanted energy.
That's not always true though. Like, okay, maybe a majority, but on top of that, would you rather be honest with somebody or would you rather break somebody's heart and now they trying to fuck you up?
No, it's a motive though, what they got, so it don't give a fuck if they hurt your heart or not.
No, but I'm saying
motive, like they sometimes they can come at you with the head.
But what I'm saying is that you set the tone. Okay. If you come up in here and you telling somebody that you want a relationship and you know truly you don't want a relationship, now this bitch is madly in love with you and she don't flatten your motherfucking tires, you mad? Like, are you mad? But you came in here telling this girl you wanted a relationship, but all you wanted was sex. You should have been honest. That's what I'm saying. Because honestly, there's women out here who don't want relationships. Not all women want relationships right now, but I feel like if you just be honest with a woman, you will be better off. And same thing with women. I'm not just talking about just me and Pierre, but same thing with women. A lot of women.
Hey, y'all. So I'm just giving you guys a snippet of the live podcast, Man the Bestie Did. You can check it out on my Instagram at darlinjosephine_. You can also check out my bestie at Crystal Crazy K. That's Crystal with a K, Crazy with a K. Her music is also on all major platforms right now. And without further ado, you know this whole podcast is in regards to my poems. So I'm gonna go ahead and get into this poem. I'm ready for real love for my best friend. God sent, heaven looking down like, yes, he's it. The love of my life, I'm ready to be his wife. The one to hold me down as I stay true. I know he's the type of gentleman that brings flowers every day. Instead of a boring opening text that always states the same thing. Hey, we will realize how blessed we are to have each other. Unafraid to look me in my eyes and realize that I'm the prize. He'll be loved on unconditionally. In no particular order. He will be my king. And I his queen. Man, what a royal matrimony it shall be. I will feel appreciated, loved, and secure. This kind of love, I will surely wait for. Passionate debates turn into romantic kisses and cuddling. We're so free to be ourselves. This love is so perfect, it's not troubling. I know the one above will send him to me and perfectly perfect it. This type of love is not infected with toxicity, hidden motives, false identities, or getting over on each other. This love is real, is genuine, and best of all, it's heaven sent. We lock hands like clockwork in public. We realize we're a team and how much we need each other. Hate being apart, so my heart he takes with him when he is absent in my presence. I am his most prized possession. And he shows me this. I hold him to this. There is no way we aren't meant. My king, my man, I know you are being prepared for the biggest win, such as I am. When we meet, we will feel each other's auroras because we were made for each other. In that moment, we will lock eyes, my heart racing, thinking in my head, is it? My God, I know he's the one heaven sent.
Hey y'all, it's Angie Styles coming to you live, wishing you guys peace and love always. I'm here today with one of my bestest friends. We got Bobby Dirk on the fucking line.
Bob Dirk, what happening?
So, for anybody who is curious, just to let you know, I haven't been doing my podcast lately because of life. Like, that's just what it is. Like, life happens. So, you know, that was going on. But I'm still here. And if you guys ever want to contact me, you can always hit me up on angiestyles3000@gmail.com. My Instagram is _darlingjosephine. You can hit me up. My Facebook is Angie Styles. And from there, furthermore, I'm going to just let my friend just introduce himself to you. Let the people know who you are.
Hey, man, it is Bob Dirt. You already know what it is. You know, low key. I just do my thing. I don't really, you know, Bob Dirt. Low key, just doing my thing. Nothing major with it. You know.
So just to give y'all the background, give me your at, cause you was ready.
Oh. Yeah, man, you can catch me at Bobby. You can catch me at Bobby_Chulo_ on Instagram. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then you know, Facebook, you catch me at Bob Dirt. Everybody did. As far as Snapchat, well, hey man, you know, that's exclusive. Go ahead on.
All right, y'all. So. Just to give y'all a little bit of background about what's been going on, why I haven't been doing my podcast, and I know y'all wondering. So, basically what happened is that I got so content with my best friend, Crazy K, on the live, and I wanted her to, you know, pursue this with me, but that didn't happen. She wasn't feeling it like I was, but that's still my best friend to this day. Like, I love her to death, you know, no bad vibes, in case y'all was wondering. So, you know, from here on out, I'll be doing my podcast by myself. And every now and again, I definitely will have some guest speakers like Bobby Dirt right now. So
hey, you keep saying Bobby. This ain't baby Bob Dirt. Bob Dirt.
Excuse me, you guys. Baby just corrected me real decent. But anyway, so we came to y'all tonight. We're going to talk about the topic of, can you continue to be friends with someone after you guys have smashed? If you guys know what smash means, it means after you guys have had sex with a friend. So we're outside right now, just to give you guys like a scenario of where we at. We outside of my house right now on the porch. I have a decent sized porch. We out here just chilling. It's raining right now. So it feels great. It feels amazing right now. Like, we're in Florida, Jacksonville, as I always tell you guys. So we're just gonna
go forward with the podcast. So the topic of tonight is, again, can you continue to be friends with someone who you have recently had sex with or had sex with in total? Like, can you continue to be friends with somebody who you had sex with? Like, can y'all continue the friendship? Can you continue any relationship that you guys had? So I'm going to let Bob Dirt start this off. How do you feel about that?
He's going to let me start off. I don't know. I think it's just what people were, what's established in the beginning, though, man. If y'all just messing around and it happened and y'all just doing it, and then, you know, stuff getting involved, feelings getting involved and everything, then, you know, that's where the complications come in at. But, you know, if y'all, you know, if it's established from the jump, like, all right, we just, you know, do what we doing, you know, I think it'd be better, though. But personally, it ain't worked too good in my favor, but that just me. You know, I ain't gonna go into details about what it is, but that just me. So, but I do think at the end of the day, yeah, man, if you friends, y'all cool and shit, you know, something happened.
I mean, so basically what you're saying is that you cannot continue to be friends with someone that you had sex with if you guys establish, like, a friendship based on going into a relationship. That's the topic. So,
<Nah.
clears throat> my boy's smoking right
what
now.
I'm saying, yes. I'm saying you can be in a relationship. I mean, the question you asking is if y'all done did.
Let's establish it. Okay.
Can y'all go into a relationship after y'all done?
The question is, if you were friends with a guy and or a female, and the other party stated that they wanted more with you, and you guys decide that you want to try that, but then you guys have sex, and then it turns out to be nothing. Can you continue to be friends with that person? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you can. You can do that. You can do that if you know, y'all decide to try to take it to the next level and it don't work. It's like this. If it don't work on a respect level, like if y'all tried out having sex and then y'all doing each other and but the female find out he talking to other girl doing this, or the dude find out she doing that, then that's when it's at that point when shit hit the fan, it ain't really no going by just being friends. But if it's established, like, hey, you know, this what it is, we all good with it, I think it could work. And even if feelings get involved, let the other person know feelings get involved. If they say no, I mean,
okay, so let's just say that, okay. Let's just say that me and you are friends for, like, a couple years. And then you decide that you want to pursue me. And after you say you want to pursue me, we have sex.
All right.
Let's say that. And after you pursue me, we have sex. And then you decide that you no longer want to pursue me. Is it okay to continue to be friends with that person? Let's be real.
Yeah. On a real talk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all may have to step back from each other. If order for y'all to be friends, you can't just go from that and that to be friends. Cause
okay,
I don't feel like that. I think you still can be friends, but if y'all don't talk for each other after y'all,
so basically
try that,
after the situation, you need to have a conversation.
Y'all need to just take a little break. Do you know what not? Hey, we still cool. Ain't no beef with you. I fuck with you. You fuck with me. But far as off, you know, doing what we used to do. Nah. Shit,
nah. So just to be honest, like, you feel like you guys can still be friends, but you cannot be friends like you used to be. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can't be friends. Like, you can't. It's gonna be different because the feelings and shit that I got involved and everything. So like, but like I say, y'all, it's all about communication. Y'all talking this shit out. And it's an understanding from both parties. It can work. But when one party thinking this and the other party thinking that,
okay, so
they move dip, they move in conflicting.
Basically what you're saying is that you guys need to have an understanding at the beginning of the situation, correct?
That's it.
But what if you don't?
If you ain't got to understand it and it happened.
Yeah, what if you don't?
Then you can't get mad at the, neither party can get mad at the outcome.
Okay.
But so, we do act. But we do act off emotions and everything. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the reasonable response would be, yeah, y'all talk, but you know, sometimes, you know, if y'all ain't talk about it and this happens, something happened, it may trigger something with somebody. The dude may say, damn, she talking to this nigga, and he may go crazy when, man, all he had to do was really talk to the chick. Just like vice versa. The female see the nigga with another chick, hey, baby, all we had to do was just talk to see where we was at. It could have been avoided. If you know we fucking with each other, we friend, we being friend, we fucking with each other, and you see me doing this, mm-hmm. or I see you doing that,
yeah.
we gotta understand it with each other. Well, shit ain't got to give, you know.
Yeah.
Cause nowadays niggas, shit, what? Niggas get killed by that pussy nowadays. So
yeah, like, for sure, shit, for sure.
Niggas, you know, niggas do that shit cause, oh, he fucking my girl. Females fighting the other girl doing this cause. It's like if y'all got to understand that even if a nigga is fucking somebody you know,
mm-hmm.
shit, y'all got to understand the way y'all can talk about the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be like, okay, oh, you fucking her, well, and you fucking her, I can't fuck with you. Or if you fucking with her, or you fucking with him, I just fucking baby, we fucking them. I mean, we fucking with each other. I mean,
it get like that, but. Yeah.
You know, if mm-hmm. in the beginning, if it's just communication,
yeah,
man, I think shit could go good.
Communication,
you
though.
You ain't even got, you could have said
like communication,
person.
Though.
Communication, that's about the friendship.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't even got to do nothing ever again in life.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all gonna keep that friendship because, you know.
What's the communication, though?
The understanding where we both stand. What
so,
what's going
saying
on.
From the beginning, like.
From the beginning,
like this is what it is.
Y'all from the beginning, yeah. Y'all friends and y'all's man, and then both of y'all come, you know.
Yeah.
The dude say this, the girl say that, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well.
That's what it is.
We messing around, we don't want nothing serious, we just having fun.
Yeah.
But we still cool, you keep it like that.
So basically what you're saying is like, let's get it together from the jump, like. Let's talk about the fact that we have boundaries at the beginning of mm-hmm. the situationship. So that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's a situationship. It's like, so you're telling me at the beginning, just talking for example, like, for the both of us, like, you're a male, I'm a female, and we're talking about, like, meeting each other for a situationship at the beginning now, right? So afterwards, like, there would be no hard feelings, right?
It would if y'all just smash and like act like nothing happened.
Yeah, as friends.
Yeah, like, but y'all friends. Still friends, but y'all just smash act like nothing happened.
Yeah, so just to tell you guys the topic again, the topic is if you're friends with someone and can you guys basically like continue to be friends with them after you guys like had sex with them, became in a relationship with them, or something of that sort. So that's the topic all together. Yeah.
Like
so,
I say, me personally, I think communication is key to all that shit.
Okay, so some you people, said like communication.
I say, everybody act on some motherfuckers can't, okay, I'm fucking with you.
But let's do it from the beginning is what you're saying, like communication from the beginning, right?
From the beginning.
So you're saying like, let's tell people from the beginning what their intentions are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is coming from Bald Dirt. So that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, at the end of the day, I did a podcast recently with the bestie Crazy with the K, and the situation was talking about like being in relationships with men and their intentions from the beginning. So if they don't tell you guys that, you know, what they got going on from the beginning. No, I cannot. Yeah. So basically, like,
come on, the people
from the beginning, like, basically, what I feel like Bob Dirk is saying, as well as myself, as well as Crazy K, I feel like the topic is, at the end of the day, you cannot sit there and sit with somebody.
She hitting hard, but
okay,
shit.
Calm down.
My bad. Go ahead.
But I'm just saying, like, you cannot, like, deal with somebody who is not on the same level as you, and that comes with situations like being friends with a guy who you previously dated and you guys cannot continue to be friends. Like, I don't know, you guys have to figure that out. But I feel like, as far as me, I feel like I could still be friends with somebody who I previously dated, like, and that's just a situation. Like, this guy,
yeah,
just to, like, let y'all know, he's over here, like, choking, coughing, all of this shit.
No, but, like, real shit. Smoking
the blunt, whatever.
Be,
like,
I can be friends with a female who I recently dated.
Yeah.
But it's, like I said,
you gotta have boundaries. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah,
like,
I could still be, yeah, me and you could have talked or whatnot. Shit, I could still be friends with you. Shit, we ain't got to, I mean, like, we got to. I ain't got to see each other every day or text each other every day, but yeah, I can still be friends with you. Yeah,
and that's just real. That's just what it is. Yeah.
You know, we fuck with each other, we fuck with each other, and it ain't no bad beef. It ain't no bad blood when we don't talk to each other. So,
yeah,
that's easy.
So, yeah. So, basically, you guys, what we're saying is that you can totally hang out with your exes while you're still dating someone new, and you guys don't have to have any bad blood. So, that's what it is. Like, that's what we're doing. So, just to let you guys know again, we're on my porch right now. We're chilling. We got Bob Dirk over here live. We got myself, Angie
Styles. And Style 3000.
Period. And that's just what it is. So, we just over here, like, chilling right now, doing what we do. And so, based on the next topic or whatever, we just going to continue to go into,
yeah,
like,
we just talking shit with y'all, man. Yeah. We just talking real shit with y'all. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, what people go through every day or whatnot, you know.
I'm here supporting.
I'm here supporting my friend Angela.
Yeah, that's
what
it is.
You know, she doing her thing.
Yeah, so, you know, we gonna keep
support her. And you know,
shit. Yeah, it's all good. But anywho, so we gonna go into the next topic or whatever. So, you know, we be out here talking that shit or whatever. And so, you know, I love to talk about positivity, just getting good energy and all of that stuff. So, like, what Bobby, like, I think that what Bobby, like, his love language is, like, laughter. So, how do you feel about positivity and just going into stuff, like, where me and you be talking about, like, what you do to stay positive or whatever?
Just keep my mind focused on, the ultimate goal or what I'm trying to get at. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to be, you know.
Yeah.
Where I'm trying to be at before I leave this earth. Like I said, I don't know when, but that's what I'm aiming at, you know. And it's, you know, I ain't perfect, you know, shit. You know, you go through some things or whatnot, keep going, though. You know, I know what my goal is.
Yeah.
I got to be smart about situations I make. I still make crazy, you know.
Crazy decisions. Not even so much, you know, but just, like, turning up or whatever.
Yeah, just for the most part, yeah, I still, mm-hmm. But that just, you know, that's a bed that I make. That's a bed that I'm gonna lay in.
Yeah.
But with other things, yeah, you gotta be smart about it, though. Like, you know, I ain't gotta try to, you know, try to be something that I ain't. I'm me. That's what it is. I'm exactly. Do me. Isn't that though?
Yeah.
You see me, hey. Oh, yeah. You may say I look like money. You can say that. And then, you know, you never know, because I can look like I got it. Shit, I can, like, I don't at it.
Yeah, it's all good.
I mean, at the end of the day, you ain't gonna never know. Shit, I just be doing me.
It's all good, though, but that's real.
I'm trying to get what I'm getting at, and that's what it is, though. And I still need work. You know, my age, I still need to do better.
Yeah,
I'm getting up there. You gotta do better. Just, you know, my brother told me that. You just gotta do do better than what it is. They'll see if you can, you know, how can you improve every situation that you got going on? Can you, you know, speed up the positivity, or do you got to just wait it out? You know, yeah. See, so that's what it is, though.
That's what it is. So yeah, we doing it tonight or whatever. Mm-hmm. We got my brother here tonight, like popping his shit.
Brother. Your brother, okay.
Wouldn't be like that, you know. Listen. You need to calm down.
I'm just saying though, you know, certain people go in here, they're gonna be like, oh, you got a brother now? Yeah. Last time I checked, you know.
Yeah. Anywho, it be us. We be talking shit.
Yeah, you know, last time I checked, we three bad sisters doing our thing. You talking about you got a brother? Where
okay,
you come
okay,
from?
Okay, sister. Okay, that.
I got another child. We don't know about
that
fucker.
But yeah, it's him though, for real though. But yeah.
Yeah, Angela. Hey man, Angie T. She.
But it's all
I'm cool,
good.
We good. We good though. Like I say, but
yeah.
Like I say, to answer your question, that's what it is though, man. It's just all about just improving yourself. When you get yourself in a good situation or even a bad situation, you know, you can still come on top in a bad situation. It's gonna be bad for a minute. You just gotta get yourself on top.
It's all good. I just feel like at the end of the day, everybody need to have an understanding. Everybody need to play their own role, and that's just what it is. And so once you do that, you'll be fine. You'll be good. It'll be a lot more clarity. Everybody's situation. Fist pound.
You already know what's happening.
So yeah, so like all of that. So basically what we're just saying is that the topic of tonight, in case you guys were lost, because we just took it like totally off top. Like,
hey, well, hey, you
but this it, guy, hold on, got, wait, wait, because, but wait, but wait, oh, because with this guy.
Yeah, this shit finna go in 10 minutes. Keep going, keep going.
But what I'm saying is that, like, I just feel like at the end of the day, if you guys have clarity, you feel like that, right?
Straight.
Clarity.
Clarity.
Okay. If you guys have clarity, if you guys have an understanding of the situation between you and the third party or second party,
I think it's second party.
We got an understanding. We're cool. Let's, like, just respect each other's boundaries and understandings, that sort of stuff. Correct? And let's play the part at the beginning, right?
Yeah, let's get shit straight. Yeah. And you can save everybody. You know, everybody, you know. Either we yeah, dude. Get
yeah,
shit straight in the beginning.
Say a nigger. Man, a nigga, say a nigga. Yeah, he said, let's play.
Bro,
he said, let's do all.
We're not from the bad dudes.
Oh, no, we're not bashing dudes at all because we love dudes. But what we're saying is, a nigger said, what you said?
What did I just say? What you talking about?
Okay, so you remember, that's cool.
Shit.
All right.
I
like
forgot everything. You on the podcast? Holy shit. It's recorded. Oh, damn.
Stop. Okay. But anywho, I'm basically just saying, like, have an understanding from the beginning. Right? Have an understanding from the beginning. And from there, everything else will go smooth. And we thank you guys for, like, listening to us. It's Angie Styles.
Yeah, man, this is Bar Dirt, man. Hey, come back for more topics. Just keeping it real with you at the end of the day. You know,
And that's just what it is. Yeah, and that's just what it is. So, okay, again, the original topic was, do you remember? Because, no, you obviously don't. Okay. Listen. The original topic was.
I'm talking to the wizard right now. I mean, the deep conversations. Hey, baby, just chill.
Okay, so listen, the topic was like...
And I am the wizard, so baby, I'm having a conversation with myself now. Please, leave me alone.
Okay, and that's just what it is. Okay, so basically the topic was, we're talking about guys and women. guys and women who are talking about being in a situationship after you've befriended the person. Like, can you continue to be friends with that person? So, on another day, we'll continue to go forward with this topic because I feel like there's going to be a lot of Q&As. And we're going to just go ahead and tune out right now. It's Angie Styles.
Hey, it's your boy, Bob Dirt.
And we're just listening to Angie Styles Podcast. Deuces.